Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Duke Tomato plus Stupid World Records and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
night. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Thomas Knave?
This is Tom.
Mr. Knave, this is Tanya with a call. I'm just following up with you. I'd called you back in December about renewing your subscription.
Help me. I'm being held against my will. You gotta help me.
I'm sorry, do what?
I'm being held against my will. You gotta get me out of here.
Okay, sir, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Don't leave me. Don't hang up the phone. I'm scared. Don't leave me. Oh, please don't leave me.
Tell me again, what's going on?
I can't take it anymore. They've taken everything from me. I had a 66 Chevelle Super Sport with crackers and they stole it and they traded it for a minivan.
Are you at 4111 Morgan James?
No, that's my old address. They took me from there. I'm not there anymore. That's not who I was.
And where are you now?
They keep me moving. I don't know. One night it's like football practice. The next night it's scouts. And there's this little one. And he can torture me. He watches iCarly. You know, show. He watches it all day long, over and over again. And it's, I can't take it anymore. You gotta get me out of here.
Are you talking about your family?
They taking my money.
Okay, I can't help you.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I love this song. It's Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. Let's get Duke and the boys back here for another in-house live band day, shall we? I say yes.
I say yes,
really,
but
coronavirus be damned. Of course, we have to stick them outside by the
right.
dumpster, but that's, hey, look, it's not my fault. I don't make the laws around
here. So
it's
not really in-house.
It's in-outhouse.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I'm not sure they like being called the outhouse band.
They make some nice outhouses, though, man. Like 6 or 7 holers, man.
Oh, yeah, nice trailers.
With sinks.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you want to pay for it, I have to pay $150 every time.
You need money? Do you need money?
Yes, I do.
You need like a 20? Can I give you a 20?
Let's see. It's Jackass Patrol. Oh, I saw one.
Jackass Patrol?
He looked right at me when he said that.
Jackass Patrol.
Let's see. Where were we? Oh, I know. There's Ace. There's Chick. I'm Tom. Josh. There's a great photograph of Josh next to Willie. How did you describe it?
It's Dave Chappelle as Rick James.
Because, yeah, when I saw Josh wearing this Cleopatra wig, I thought it's kind of made of beads, and it does look very Rick James-esque. I'd like to finish sports with – oh, can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Hey, hang on just a second. Lithy, I think it's time to get up. Lithy, wake up. First day of school.
Uh-oh.
Get up and come out the couch. It's your first e-learning day of school. Get up.
Donnie's e-learning.
Yeah, it's Lippy's first day of school, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, so is he really going to school?
His school district decided to go all online learning this first semester.
Uh-huh.
So he's back at home again. And this means I had to get the internet added to my bill since my dick neighbor Mitchell changed his Wi-Fi password last month. So now I've got to come out of pocket for it. Christy, you might want to budget a little more when you send that next check.
All right. Noted.
Plus, now I got to go out and buy and mount a chalkboard, buy some paste, got to buy a desk. The only thing I'm saving money on this year is school uniforms, because the only thing he's wearing to class this semester is his little Mountain Dew footy pajamas.
No, I love those. Yeah, those are so nice.
Well, they're Mountain Dew, huh?
Of course.
Now, I already got a sponsor, you know, long before Ricky Rudd did. And this is so unfair. I'm only three semesters away from getting my certificate in small engine repair, and now I got to put my dreams on hold just so I can play unpaid substitute teacher for my kids.
It's hard, Donnie.
That
I know.
Is hard.
It is hard. I don't pay all this money out of my check and taxes, then to have to run and fund my own homeschool. You know, if you want me to be a teacher, you better damn well better underpay me like a teacher.
Here.
There you go.
You're right, Donnie.
Because I ain't teaching for free, you know, regular. I didn't mind it for a few weeks and flatten the curve. Now we're come full circle. And to be honest, the only classes I don't mind teaching him is gym and recess. Because I'm pretty good at both. I almost aced both of them when I was his age. Plus, today's dodgeball, so that's always fun for me. And I guess the only class I really don't want to teach him is art.
Why not?
Why?
Well, I don't understand why I even waste our time teaching art in schools no more.
Why?
You might as well save some time and money and just teach these kids how to hand out breadsticks at Fazoli's, because that's what they're going to be doing with an art degree anyway.
They're trying to become well-rounded people. Like,
those are good breadsticks.
Great breadsticks.
I better run. He still ain't up.
Oh,
and I can't have him late for the first day, especially when he's only got to make it here to the living room.
Right.
No, Whippy, you have to wear pants and underwear. Don't touch them brownies. Uncle Boner left them on the counter. I don't need you puking up happy lettuce. I got to go.
All right. Happy lettuce.
Oh, man.
That Todd's quite the
And
quite the
finally.
Stupid world record.
Next, finally, a reporter for the news program Vice has tied a Guinness World Record after trying to break three records in one day.
Okay.
Right.
In a video documenting his journey, Will Tighman begins by saying, "I've never won anything.
What's
I've
his
never
name?
Been
Will Tighman?
T-I-G-H. I'm guessing the G-H is silent.
I thought it was like Wilt Hyman.
That'd be bad.
That'd be a...
That's
an old one.
Yeah, that's the story of the 78-year-old virgin.
I think I've got a feeling Dick Kitzwater is going to be sitting in for Wilt Hyman real soon.
I'm certain of it.
I'm sorry.
How about Will Tighman? How about that? Instead of Wilt.
Will Tighman?
Will Tighman.
Sorry, I killed
Was Tighman the name of that guy? I got a hunker for a hunk of cheese. Remember that?
He was the cheese ambassador, wasn't he?
Yeah, remember he would dance around in a cowboy hat? He was a cartoon?
Yeah.
I think his name was Tighman.
Howdy, cheese. You don't remember this?
On Saturday mornings, it was always just eat cheese was essentially the commercial.
There's never been anything special about me, said Will. He set his sights on attempting three Guinness World Records and narrowed his list down to those that seemed within reach. He thought he could get these most lit candles in the mouth.
Oh!
You ever seen those pictures? They're hilarious.
Yes.
Yes.
I've seen the cigarette guy. I've never seen the candle.
Oh, the cigarette guy. That's scary.
Fastest time to eat a raw onion.
Oh.
And most tea bags thrown into mugs in 30 seconds.
The most tea bags thrown into mugs.
Yes, sir.
That sounds like a David Rush kind of record.
Yes. It does, yeah.
Are they wet tea bags or are they dry tea bags?
I don't know. The onion one sounds near impossible or just,
man.
It sounds Chuck and I agree. You get a
Vidalia?
I'm sure it has to be a certain size, and you probably aren't allowed to throw up for 5 minutes or something.
Vidalia onion. Like an apple,
you
man.
You can, yeah.
He gave himself a week to practice. He studied David Rush, who currently holds the record for most lit candles in the mouth, and spoke to Ashrita Furman.
How do you spell her first name?
Carefully.
A-S-H-R-I-T-A.
Oh, there's an R in there. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
You thought it was just,
Of course you did.
Where else would
He's
you?
He's a kid.
If it doesn't come out of your, sorry.
Ashrita holds 200 world records, and she told Timon, if it was me, I wouldn't choose any of those.
All right.
When the day came, I assume that's a woman, Ashrita. Doesn't that sound like
mm-hmm.
a...
It does. Yeah.
When the
sounds
day came,
like a great song. Candida.
Ashrita. We can make it together.
Oh, I don't know if I know it. Huh.
Candida, really?
We'll have to look it up.
We'll have to grab Candida, I guess.
He gave himself a week to practice. He
Tony
studied
Orlando and Dawn.
David Rush, the record for most lit candles in the mouth, and spoke.
Oh, my Candida. Oh, we could make
now
it.
Now try Ashrita. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Ashrita.
Oh, my Ashrita.
Okay, there we go. Sorry.
I've never heard it. I like it.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
Successfully.
Sorry. Ashrita's a dude.
Oh, okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
He went to my college. Went to your college?
Yeah.
He went to Columbia, has an Ivy League degree, and he's
Anybody in there these days.
He is, oh my God, he has more than 600 world records.
When the day came to attempt the records in front of Guinness World Record adjudicator, he successfully...
Well, I don't think we should pick on people because of their religion.
No, no. I mean, and if he wants to serve food to wedding parties and whatnot...
Josh and I are doing our own show over here.
You guys are having a great time. I'm glad. I'm very glad. He successfully threw 2 tea bags into mugs within 30 seconds.
2?
What?
Falling 6 tea bags short of beating the current record.
Well, I'm with Christy. Are they dry or wet?
Right, because that make a difference in the...
They got to be dry.
It'd be easier to do them wet, right?
Right.
Right, because if they're dry, they float.
Right, right.
He tried to eat a raw onion in under 29.5 seconds, but it took him... He fell a little short. It took him 5 minutes.
5 minutes. All right, he didn't give up.
Wait, so he didn't do the tea bags?
And for his last record, he tried to beat David Rush's record of 100 for most lit candles in the mouth. He initially tried stuffing 102 candles in his mouth, but they fell out. So his second attempt involved 101 candles. But one candle was not lit. He was able to tie the record.
Okay.
Earning him, yes, a Guinness World Record title.
Okay, here's a picture of this guy. He's got special goggles on with a metal flange.
That's
got
to be really hot.
A metal flange going across the bottom of the goggles, I guess, to prevent the candles from burning his nose off.
Yeah.
Are they birthday candles?
They're those really slender, thinner than a pencil, really long. Those candles are probably pencil length.
Okay.
So wait, David Rush helped him with the candle challenge, and then Ashrita helped with the other challenge, right?
Ashrita said, don't do any of these. They're really tough.
Right.
I heard that for the teabag challenge, you had to get a British guy to help him. Yeah, I heard he had to get some PG tips.
Oh, okay.
PG tips?
PG tips.
Okay.
What's PG tips?
It's a British tea brand.
Oh. Boy, that's a snooty joke.
Real great. By the way, I think we're okay because we didn't identify Ashrita as being a man because he made the name up.
He did?
He was born Keith Furman.
Oh, come on. You can't go from Keith to Ashrita.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently. Oh, he's a follower of, what's his name? Sri Chinmoy, the guy that Santana... Carlos, remember?
What's
his name? David did.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Who's the other guy? John McLaughlin, the guitar player.
Santana's David.
Dry Bok Choy, I think is.
No, I think Carlos's middle name is David Dip, isn't it?
I thought it was.
Like he gave that. This is the same thing.
It's all the Buddhist.
There's a picture of this guy at the Great Wall of China.
Okay.
Dressed like he's in Springsteen's E Street Band. That's weird.
Huh. I bet that wall's not so great, don't you think? Not so great.
The Great Wall of Chocolate at P.F. Chang's is quite something.
That's one of the wonders of the world.
It's a piece of cake you can see from space.
And that's also a Guinness World Record waiting to happen.
How many walls of chocolate?
A
boring gig building the Great Wall of China would be. Are we going uphill or downhill today? Uphill? Oh, great.
Oh, I'm sure they...
Yeah, they didn't complain for long. We got a billion more people want this job, so just
someday
shut up
be
and
a,
keep lifting.
A really witty disco song about being a slave.
Hey, part two. A man in India.
In Egypt, remember that one? Never mind.
He's still walking along, isn't he? Out in his path in the woods. A man in India has attempted to break the Guinness World Record for most Rubik's Cube solved underwater in one breath.
Stay down. He's dead.
Now, of course, there's been several drownings in connection with this
record. That's a great record.
How many?
Can he wear goggles?
I hope if he's in the Ganges.
25-year-old.
Well, I solved another turd.
Oh. Ila Yaram Sikar was able to solve 6 Rubik's Cubes while submerged in a tank of water.
Sikar, she...
For 2.1... Sikar, hardly knew him. For 2.17 minutes. His attempt beats the current record
Sikar
of 5.
Sikar, ye shall find, is what I was...
He held his breath for 2.17 minutes?
Yep. That's pretty good.
I guess it's on record
that Tom Cruise can hold his breath for like a crazy, like over,
oh, really?
Over 6 minutes.
Well, apparently Katie Holmes didn't smell too good.
Oh.
Well, that is...
they were divorced long ago.
That is, I guess... humorous, certainly.
What a weird
mean
show.
Spirited.
They were divorced long ago.
Sikar, this reminds me.
Guys like... I don't know why people pick on Tom Cruise. I don't know anything about what his personal life is like. He's such a good actor.
I totally agree.
He's
an incredible actor.
He's on the list. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Tom Cruise. They're all jerks. Yes.
I don't know Tom. He's probably a great guy. Who knows? But he's a great actor. That's what he is. He's an actor.
Yeah,
you have to separate that from everything else.
He's a very good actor.
Sikar said
Can we stop
talking about Tom Cruise? Nobody cares. We're trying to get this Rubik's World record.
Yeah, you ever see A Few Good Men?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson acted rings around Tom Wooden.
Remember Kevin Pollak's great story about being in the set for that movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently the clouds emitting from Mr. Nicholson's trailer.
He's quite a partier.
That is quite a green cloud.
He probably got it from Reiner.
So I'm sorry. So this clown is underwater solving how many Rubik's Cubes does he get?
Yeah, check how many did he wake up. Check.
6.
What?
We have any smelling salts?
5 was the record. He did 6 and got the world record. He said he's the first person in Asia to attempt the record and added, I want to inspire my students to do more. A pandemic will come and go, but our
minds... Yes, do that. I dare you.
Yeah. Spirits. Pandemic will come and go, but our mind and spirit should reach a higher level to face anything in life. Actually, that's pretty good advice.
Who wrote this? What?
Sikar.
No, the report on this.
It's from...
you've got to be careful with Rubik's Cube news. It can be really six-sided. Okay.
There's a trick to the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, the trick is solving it.
Yeah.
No, there's...
There
you
is a
can
trick?
Solve any Rubik's Cube. Yeah, it's to the left and to the right and to the left
it means,
and to the right.
It means thinking ahead, which I can't do.
No, the trick is easy. You carefully peel off the stickers.
Yeah.
I say we make, what's his name, David Rush do this. But don't give him air until he makes it.
I say we just...
Gotta get 7, Dave. Sorry.
I say we go ahead and tell him he's going to do it and just drown him. How about that?
That's incredible. He did...
That is incredible.
He did 6 Rubik's Cubes while holding his breath.
Yes, again. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is there a picture of this?
Are you getting a little frustrated?
What body of water was he in, Jake?
He was in a tank. Oh. It just said a tank of water.
Oh, yeah. Although in this photograph, it looks like the tank is full of urine. Maybe it's just the lens on the camera.
They picked a yellow filter.
New Delhi tap water.
No, that would be.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.